Former FBI Director James Comey indicted on 2 charges. Trump urges Turkey to stop buying Russian oil as Erdogan chases deal on F-35s. Former French President Sarkozy given 5-year sentence after Libya case. Israeli strike on Yemen's Houthis reportedly kills 8. Dallas shooter intended target to be ICE, not detainees, officials. Drone attacks leave Denmark exposed and searching for response. Why a tiny island's fate could decide Seychelles. Next president, South Korea legalizes tattooing by non-medical professionals. Greece extradites oligarch to Moldova in $1 billion. Fraud case, U.S. will fight any attempt to ban Israel from World Cup, over 1,000 children. Fall ill from free school lunches in Indonesia. Palestinian president says ready to work with Trump for 2-state peace plan. Palestinians in West Bank stranded as Israel shuts Sanli International Crossing. Woman in Spanish cold case identified after 20 years. French Navy seizes nearly 10 tons of cocaine off West. African coast from former president to future prisoner. Sarkozy's conviction divides France. Sonic the Hedgehog boss on how the series keeps up to speed. The professor who overcame fraud allegations to become Malawi's president again. Nursery parents told to pay thousands for kids' art, sparking uproar and a midnight heist. Meet the history-making astronauts headed for the moon. There's no way we can afford 100,000. Small firms scramble over H-1B visa fees. No warning. Residents reel from deadly flood after typhoon bursts. Taiwan Lake. The sun sets on India's iconic and controversial Soviet fighter jet. White House replaces President Biden portrait with image of an auto pen. Watch, moment water shatters glass doors of Hong Kong hotel. Moment sinkhole pulls down power lines in busy Bangkok street. I didn't intend to make light of Charlie Kirk murder, says Jimmy Kimmel. Watch. BBC correspondent reports from southern China hit by King of Storms. Oil set for biggest weekly gain in 3 months as Russia cuts fuel exports. Trump says U.S. will distribute aid to farmers until tariffs kick in to their benefit. Most coal-fired power plants will delay retirement to feed AI boom, energy secretary says. U.S. criticizes Mexico's handling of screwworm near border. Oil holds steady at multi-week high as Russia limits fuel exports. U.S. GDP revised up. Mexico's SENASA says screwworm case in North was detected thanks to protocol established with U.S. U.S. Justice Department to examine rising cost of farm inputs, says Farm Secretary. USDA plan to rebuild beef herd will not include producer payments, says Farm Secretary. Argentina resumes export taxes on grains and byproducts. Asia stocks slide as Trump slaps on new tariffs. Fed cut bets recede. Turkish Airlines agrees to buy up to 225 Boeing planes. Shares of Asian drug makers drop after Trump threatens tariffs. Trump planning to curb U.S. reliance on semiconductor imports, WSJ. U.S. FDA approves Eli Lilly's therapy for advanced breast cancer. Turkish Airlines agrees to buy 225 Boeing planes, subject to engine talks. S. Korea's DB Insurance to buy U.S.-based Fortegra for $1.7 billion. Trump signs order declaring TikTok sale ready and values it at $14 billion. Pharma stocks in Asia fall as Trump announces 100% tariffs. Asia chip stocks decline as U.S. reportedly plans curbs on overseas reliance. Japan revises July real wages to show contraction instead of growth. Tokyo CPI inflation holds steady in Sept. Underlying measure cools. New Zealand consumer confidence improves in September, survey shows. U.S. economy notches fastest growth pace in nearly 2 years in second quarter. Natural gas storage reports, slight dip, suggesting increased demand. U.S. existing home sales hold steady, marginally missing forecast. U.S. core capital goods orders unexpectedly rise in August. U.S. goods trade deficit contracts sharply in August. Weekly U.S. jobless claims drop, second quarter GDP revised upwards.